producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we kick it around with our great pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner. Always great to have her on with us. Ellen, how have you been?
Well, I've been okay. You know, I was in Israel and South Sudan, and of course Israel's boiling over right now, but there are more killings in Chicago.
Well, you know, a quick question on Israel, because everybody always points to, oh, it's so secure, and when you fly there, El Al, the whole thing. What's it like for you when you've gone through security there?
It is totally secure. I don't have a big issue. I think just like in, you know, just like in Chicago, you're not going to go to certain parts of Chicago on a Saturday night. Well, you're not going to go to certain parts of Israel. And that's what you need to know. And I think most of the other parts are pretty secure. And I think they're suffering for tourism, but they shouldn't have to be.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people, too, as well. So let's jump to this whole hacking thing with the CIA director, John Brennan. First of all, he has an AOL account, and then he's hacked?
Well, first of all, any CIA director with an AOL account, what he should have said to people is, I'm the CIA director. If you want to talk to me, call me, but don't use my AOL account because it can be hacked. How many of us have had our Gmail or another account hacked? Most of us had at one point or another.
Yeah. Boy, that's so true. I think it's bizarre. And actually, the CIA is being very cautious about what they're saying because it's like egg on their face. There's no question about that.
It should be egg on their face. What kind of, I mean, what planet is this guy on?
I agree. It's like he's a throwback. I don't get it.
If you were a CIA director, would you have a private email account?
No. Especially everything we're talking about with email, let alone the hacking and everything else. Why would you even go there? Absolutely.
Or say, please keep it to, I enjoyed seeing you at dinner last night, but don't be specific as to where I was or anything like that. Just tell all your friends that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It makes absolutely no sense. This week, Thursday, as you know, Benghazi, the big deal, Hillary Clinton, and what's going to happen there at the committee. First of all, what's going to happen there, and is this tied to Joe Biden? Is he not in the race?
Well, first of all, the question about Joe Biden is, why is his timing this week? One
yeah.
way or the other. Why is his timing this week? Is it connected to Benghazi? I suspect it is. Now, either that is the White House's way of saying, hey, Hillary Clinton, we're going to control you, or he's legitimately running against Hillary Clinton, or this is a stalking horse, just like Putin has people that run against him but aren't really running.
Yeah, I like that. Could be that third option, no question. Well, how do you think Hillary handles this?
If she is just like she was at the debate, very nice, doesn't get defensive, she'll win over the Benghazi committee. If she is how she was when she was in the Benghazi committee and at other times, like wiped clean, you mean with a cloth kind of thing, that she's not going to do very well. So it is up to her. It is really whether she handles it from a presidential perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. That's well said, if whether she keeps herself in check or not. Okay, how about this vote on the debt ceiling hike? Man, we keep going through this every single year, actually.
We do go through it every year, and the problem is that Wall Street is going to get very spooked if the debt ceiling is not increased, but you have these 30, 40 members of Congress, mainly Republicans, who don't want to increase the debt ceiling. That's what they campaigned on. That's what they ran against, not increasing our debt, and then what's going to happen.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
jumped in there. So a hacker who claimed to have broken into the AOL account of the CIA director, John Brennan, here's what he did. He said that he used information like the four digits of Brennan's bank card, which Verizon easily relinquished. He says his associates were able to reset the password on his AOL account, repeated it as he was trying to gain control of it. That's all he had to do. He got it by posing as a Verizon worker to trick another employee into revealing the personal information. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. And if you're Verizon, boy, oh, boy, you can't look at that either. You have to be cracking the whip on who's imparting what info and how do you stop that kind of thing. So it was the New York Post that blew this story wide open after the hacker contacted the newspaper. They described, and there was two of them, how they were able to get the info, the documents that were stored in his personal account. Because he had forwarded them from his work email to his account, so I guess they could read them. So there was all kinds of things. Millions of SF86 applications, they call them, were obtained by hackers who broke into the networks belonging to the Office of Personnel Management. And the applications, which are used by the government to conduct a background check, so there's got a ton of information on there that's sensitive, including Social Security numbers, the security clearances, all that kind of stuff. The hacker is under 20 years old. He wasn't working alone. He and a couple of other people. They did a reverse lockup of that mobile phone number to discover he was a Verizon customer. Then one of them posed, like I was explaining, as a Verizon technician, called the company, asked for details about the account. They're not even 20 years old, and they came up with this. So this isn't good. It's just like Ellen said, why would he put himself in that predicament in the first place? But then how humiliating finding out the rest of it and the teenager describing blow by blow how they were able to obtain the info. That is doubly damaging, my friends. All right, speaking of damaging, Bernie Madoff, if you remember, did horrific damage to people's lives when he built them of millions of dollars or just a few pennies they had when he was setting up one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in U.S. history. So 7 years after the collapse of that Ponzi scheme, the victims who lost big are going to get some big paychecks. How about this? This is a huge story. The president and CEO of the Security Investors Protection Corporation told ABC News that anyone who invested over $1 million is going to be made completely whole, like $1.6 million, let's say. And it's this distribution payments. They found money. For the people who invested more, they could get at least 61 cents on the dollar for their investments if their claim was approved. That's great news. They recovered $11 billion of the $17 billion they thought was lost when it collapsed in 2008, this Ponzi scheme. Most of them came from bank accounts of the alleged co-conspirator of Madoff's, and it's Jeff Pickhower. And Pickhower's widow agreed to turn over the money to the victims. Virtually every dollar her husband made in the scheme. More than Madoff himself. So he, by far, made the most money, is what they're saying. Off of all those profits, the ill-gotten profits. It had to be an amazing day to call those people and let them know that. So they will have paid over $9 billion. And then they hope they're going to be able to distribute even more than that. So that, for the people who were getting less, it doesn't matter. How awesome is that for them? Stay with us.
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Talking about Bernie Madoff, what a shocker that, I guess a shocker in a good way, though, that anybody listening to my voice, and there were people that didn't give up a lot of money to Bernie Madoff, but it was a lot to them. It wasn't all filthy rich people, or it was people in between. You know, not everybody was rich and powerful and from Hollywood. That was kind of a misnomer. There were definitely people who were part of the Jewish community that were donating money and trusted him and gave everything they had up. And remember, Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison in 2009, and he's in North Carolina at a medium security spot. So how about this? I mean, this is interesting that now with that money, they're going to be able to, most of the people are going to be able to get most of their money back. And if it's not all of it, I'd rather take 65 cents on a dollar than nothing. And you think about this, his lieutenant, Frank DePasquale, died 4 months before he was supposed to be sentenced, right? I mean, there was all kinds of terrible things, crazy things that happened. Both of his sons died, one from cancer, one killed himself. So the whole Bernie Madoff thing was a nightmare for so many other people's lives. So he spends the rest of his life, whatever it is, in jail, and then the people around him kill themselves or drop dead from something else, and then they find this money, and that money, finding that money intact is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. I mean, to me, that's one of the biggest stories this year, because the fact is that we spent so much time on Madoff and Ponzi schemes and all that greed, and the fact that he had no remorse. And, you know, they're doing a movie about it. Robert De Niro is playing Bernie Madoff, so the timing is interesting for this to happen, because then this will be, I'm certain, an update. So he looks just like him. It's crazy. He has the exact same hair as Bernie Madoff, so it makes him really look like him even more. I saw a photograph of Madoff, and then next to it, one of De Niro, and I'm telling you, dead on. I mean, dead on. That's how close they looked. So this movie that they're filming, The Wizard of Lies, which may already be done filming, it's he plays Madoff in this. I mean, I guess they did the, you know, prosthetic nose kind of thing and tried to get him to look even more like him, but it's pretty much a dead ringer. And I wonder if that movie will get any traction when it comes out. And they might. As I said, we're now a few years removed from the Madoff deal, but it's not that far removed that we don't remember how outrageous the scandal was and how there were other people involved in Ponzi schemes of a different sort, but trying to do a similar Madoff kind of thing, that suddenly there was much more exposure, and how he was never uncovered is just insane. To me, that was the criminal part of this story, the fact that he was so revered. Oh, what a great guy. Oh, he's amazing. I mean, he was the NASDAQ chairman. Yeah. Then he has this Wall Street firm, and there were people that suspected and tried to raise the red flag, but always it was pushed aside. Just thrown aside. You know, boom. No problem. And then once they caught him, what could he do? He pleads guilty, boom, that's it. They put him away. And he goes down infamously as one of the worst scumbags when it comes to ripping off people of all sorts and looking him straight in the eye like he had this wild respectability and no remorse. People went to the court to hear the sentencing and he had no remorse whatsoever. I mean, the chain reaction he created in the philanthropic areas, which is so sad. People relying on that and just, again, revering the guy. And here's the deal. I looked into his background when all this happened, and he started as a penny stock trader. He had like $6,000 in his pocket or something like that, you know, less than $10,000. And then with his father-in-law, he started to meet the right kind of people, and then he supposedly, you know, grew this reputation, and next thing you know, he was bigger than life. And he got so big that he could have still made money, lots of it, without doing what he did. I mean, without doing the things that he did and putting people in the positions, his strategy, you know. The sales pitch was in a whole investment thing. You get these blue chip stocks, you take option contracts on them, and do the kind of the split conversion. So then you break it down from there, and then he looked at the downside of that and went through the puts, and I won't get into all the rigmarole of it, but it was interesting about what he was able to do, because they knew the returns were crazy insane. I mean, he would promise people investment returns of 18% to 20%. So, yeah, you're going to give me 20% back? Are you kidding? I'm at the craps table and you're guaranteeing me 20% back? Wow. So other analysts who were pretty smart tried to replicate the Madoff fund and they couldn't do it. So finally it comes to that he had to be front running the brokerage clients. He had to be doing that. And finally, you know, finally it was all uncovered. But there were people that tried to take him down years before it happened, and it did, and there was no going there. you think 5% payout rule. I mean, 5% is good. Someone's telling you they're going to give you 20%? Oh, you know that old saying about it looks too good? And this guy had massive reach in Hollywood, in politics, I mean, all over the place. And they first, you know, the first concern about him came up in 2000. There was a financial analyst who alerted the SEC about what he thought was wrong. And he did this in 99. But they didn't bite on it. Because he said the numbers, you know, he ran the numbers, said they didn't add up. He tried to replicate it, couldn't get it done. He told the SEC that based on his analysis of Madoff's returns, it was mathematically impossible for him to deliver that using the strategy he claimed to use. And he said there's only two ways he could have done it. He was front-running his order flow, or his wealth management business was a massive Ponzi scheme. And he told them that. And still nothing happened until all those years later. Wow. I mean, incredible. I mean, he even detailed in a 17-page memo what he thought was going on. He went to the Wall Street Journal and told them about it. Said, you know, this is a Ponzi scheme. He did that in 2005. The editors wouldn't pursue the story. And he even specifically laid out 30 red flags. I love this guy because he knew long before anyone would bite. His name is Harry Markopoulos. And he knocked on every door. SEC, go to the big newspaper of record, the Wall Street Journal, and nobody's biting on it. And then finally, it all starts to unravel. But so many years down the line, who knows how many people could have been stopped from investing in this bottom feeder scheme. Who was, you know, being revered as this fabulous human being when he was nothing of the sort. A wolf in sheep's clothing. The ultimate description of that. All right, I haven't even gotten to this, and this is huge, and we're going to be talking about it along the way. Paul Ryan running for the House Speaker if he gets his full party support. How big is that? Yeah, deciding that he's going to jump in if he gets the complete backing. He says he's willing to take over as the speaker. And, you know, there may just be enough support to make that happen. We're jawing about it next. What do you think? Is he perfect for Speaker of the House? 855-266-5283.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You want to throw in your two cents, Paul Ryan, how about it? He's going to run for Speaker if Republicans unite, he says. He's willing to do it, but he wants everyone behind him. And the reason he's saying, part of the reason why he's saying that, is he's talking about his family. So he wants to continue to spend time with his family. He doesn't want to be in the middle of a constant crisis. He said, if you can agree to the request, and I can be a unifying guy, I will gladly serve and I will like to do it. It's not a job he said he ever wanted, but he came to the conclusion that this is a dire moment. It's in their hands. So they want to change the process for dissatisfied lawmakers to remove the speaker. And while they're having to work on all of that, and we know the House Speaker, John Boehner, is announcing a date Wednesday for Republicans to nominate a Speaker candidate. You know, time is dwindling. There are some people that are interested, but it doesn't seem as though they have enough push behind them. So even Jason Chaffetz said, I'm out and supporting Paul Ryan for Speaker. He tweeted out, right person at the right time. And then the House Freedom Caucus shot something out on Twitter. Everything breaks on Twitter, right? The next speaker has to follow rules and commit to an open process for debating and amending legislation. Let the House work its will. So because of the chaos, I don't know. I like it. I like that it's a possibility. Now, Freedom Caucus members chose Webster, Daniel Webster, as their candidate for Speaker on October 7th. And the following day, Kevin McCarthy dropped out of the race, saying he wasn't the right person to unite the Republican members. But there were all kinds of reasons about the whole Kevin McCarthy thing, including the fact that he blew it over the little bombshell he dropped and gave ammunition to the Democrats by saying this, you know, we buried Hillary in this whole Benghazi thing. And then there were allegations that were floating around for whatever it's worth. I mean, who cares? He's out of it. But there were allegations that were flowing that there was a personal threat over these allegations of an affair. So that they think that was maybe the main people in the know that I know think that maybe that was really even more than you think the main thrust of what happened here. That that was the reason why he had such a quick exit all of a sudden. But regardless, there was massive chaos as a result. Paul Ryan is well liked, and you know, maybe he's gonna be the hero here. But Congress is nearing the November 3rd deadline to raise the debt limit or risk default. How about the Federal Highway Fund, October 29th? How about federal spending, December 11th? Or else here we go again with the cockamamie discussions over government shutdowns. And Boehner couldn't do any of this. So he bounced. And he knew it. He knew he didn't have the support. So this is kind of a fascinating, not kind of, it's a very fascinating process to watch. I mean, I say bravo to Paul Ryan for raising his hand and jumping into this, but I don't know that he gets the full party support. And there is support for a few other people, so we just got to watch from the sidelines. You know, you want a good speaker. You want someone with a backbone, someone who can figure their way around navigating what's happening in D.C., frankly. And the only problem with that is, I mean, if Ryan said, I never really wanted this job, and I'll take the arrow, and da-da-da, I don't know, is that the guy you put in there? Do you temporarily put him in there? Do you leave time to really, really figure it out? Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps that's the way to go. By the way, this is what I kind of call my grab bag, where we throw in some interesting things that happened on the day. We had Madoff, which we already talked about. We had Paul Ryan. We talked about that. And then we've got a new prime minister in Canada. You might remember the name Trudeau. It's his son. Only his son, Justin Trudeau, doesn't seem very much like his father. Although this is just my observations on all that I've read, and I've read a lot, and different people I've talked to, Canadians. So in Canada, they said, bye-bye, Stephen Harper, booted the Harpster. And now instead, it's Trudeau who takes over to head Canada. And the new PM already has said, calling up President Obama, okay, hi, I'm here, nice to meet you. I want to pull our planes from the anti-ISIS coalition. We're going to take back our combat missions. We're halting them. Because that's one of the things that he promised when he was running. He said he would focus on humanitarian efforts in Syria and Iraq, and he pledged to invest money to process new refugees. But he definitely said that he was going to not do the combat thing. So he's the son of the late Canadian premier, as I said, Pierre Trudeau, who led his father's Liberal Party back to power on Monday with a decisive election. The Conservatives were blamed really for the stagnant economy and a lot of controversies over immigration and terrorism, a lot of policies. So the Liberals captured the majority, 184 of the 338 seats in Ottawa's House of Commons. That's how they do it. And how interesting is that? There were so many supporters in Montreal. And that's where Trudeau said his party had defeated negative, divisive politics with a positive vision that brings Canadians together. It's time to change. And the Liberals are vowing to end Canadian involvement with the combat mission, and that's the first call he made. Going to do the humanitarian thing, that's it. They're going to withdraw the F-35 stealth fighter jet program, and they're out of it. They're already working on it. I don't know. So where does Canada go from here? Right? They definitely, there is not a taste for Harper anymore. But one of the things that he was attacked for during the whole campaign process is he has no experience. Does this sound familiar? His past, he was a drama teacher. And that certainly helped him when he was out there campaigning, because he was able to jump ahead in the polls in the early days of what Canada says is a very tiresome and long election process. While we run for president for, I don't know, 3 years, they run for president 11 weeks. It is so tiring, 11 weeks. It's exhausting. And after the exhausting 11 weeks, it paid off. So now there is a new game in town in Canada. And his name is Trudeau. He said he's going to set national targets on carbon emissions. He's going to raise taxes on wealthy people and increase public spending while running a deficit for the first 3 years of his government. So there you go. Trudeau. And, you know, what's our relationship going to be like with Trudeau? We'll see. He looks like his father, I have to say that. And some of the policies sound familiar. But I love the part where people were complaining about 11 weeks of campaigning. They're killing us with that. 11 weeks of campaigning. In the meantime, this also, I think, is pretty interesting. Something else that popped up on, on the day, with everything that's happened between Trump and Jeb Bush and his low energy and it's all about me and all that kind of stuff, you know, the Donald Trump thing, he did say that, because they always go back and forth, but Trump, who is the front runner, said he would support Bush if he got the Republican nomination. How about that? He said to close the circle on the feud with Jeb. If Jeb wins the nomination, this is Sean Hannity asked him this, will you support him? This was huge. And he said, absolutely, yeah, I'll support him. He's a good person. He's a good man. I'd support him. So how about that? That's got to be music to the ears of the Republican National Committee Chair, Rentz Priebus, who I'm sure has had agita in reality over this whole Trump thing. Because there was the suggestions he might run as an independent, and here he's getting all these big numbers. So the fact that he's willing to support him, that's really, really big news. Because that's the idea. Initially, it was like, okay, well, I'm not going to support whoever else is up here. And if he's throwing his weight behind someone, that would make a very, very big difference. But see, then we come back to the Jeb factor again. And that's because, and Hannity asked the right question, even though he's in single digits, all along the machine's choice, I'll call it the political machine's choice, is Jeb Bush. Just like Mitt Romney became that guy. So Jeb Bush is the guy, whether people want it to be Trump or not. So good question on Hannity's part, of course. And Trump answering it the way he did, now that takes some of the heat off of the Republicans to just let it ride. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight in our virtual green room, we have John Eleftherakis with us. He is a New York City civil attorney. There's an interesting story that broke about Erin Andrews, the sports reporter, who is suing the hotel where they had that incident a few years ago where there was a peephole and a guy was looking at her through the peephole, suing the hotel for $75 million. John, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
No problem, Kate. Glad to be on.
So this whole thing with the peephole, kind of talk it out for us. What are her odds of winning this? I've never heard of, I mean, I've heard of all kinds of lawsuits, but I've never heard of one over the peephole. And what would the attorneys need to put out there for her to win this suit?
You know what, Kate? You talk about a peephole, but it's much, much more than that. What went on in this case is Erin Andrews got a hotel room at the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt, and while she was staying there, a gentleman who's a serial stalker got a room next to hers. The problem with that is the hotel has a duty and a responsibility to its guests to protect them, to protect their identity, in a way to keep their information private and confidential, especially celebrities like Erin Andrews or anybody else who's staying there. So there's a claim not just against the stalker civilly, but against the hotel themselves for negligence in how they manage, maintain their ownership, and basically supervision of the hotel. hotel, more particularly their reservation system, since they basically gave up information as to what room she was in, where she was staying, and allowed this gentleman, this guy, Mr. Burnett, to basically get the room right next door so he could do what he was planning to do, which was manipulate this peephole. It wasn't just him looking in. This guy actually manipulated the peephole and filmed her through that while she was obviously undressing in a private moment, which, you know, now the attorney brought case, you know, to recover, to get compensated for her emotional distress and embarrassment, obviously any medical expenses that she had, which she's entitled to recover for, both past and anything going forward, any bills that she may have sustained as a result, and also the unauthorized use of her image and likeness, which is a little complicated, since after the fact, after all this came out, a lot of times what that's designed to do, the unauthorized use of someone's likeness, is to basically make them whole. If somebody is using your image to sell something, you can recover basically the proceeds of what they've made. But in her case, her business hasn't hurt. She's actually flourished. She's co-hosting Dancing with the Stars. She became the number one basically reporter, sideline reporter for the NFL. So she's doing well career-wise. So this really is about the embarrassment, the emotional distress, which her attorneys are going to have to document through medical records and getting these records and showing what she's gone through, because these records are now in play. The defense gets a copy of them. She has to eventually take the stand, which the trial's coming up in February, to really document and really show what she's been going through. And you know what? The thing that makes it even more egregious, you know, the hotel's lack of monitoring their reservation system and the hotel basically facilitating this gentleman is the fact that for Erin Andrews, it's if you look at sports and where she is, it's such a male-dominated, historically dominated profession. And for her to make her way up in that way, I mean, it's just, you know, this is something every time she's in a locker room interviewing someone or on the sidelines, I mean, I'm sure this is what people are thinking about, and it's on her mind, and whether she's doing well and still able to advance in her career, it could be stuff that is mentally plaguing her still. So there is a lot of merit to her case. I think she can win. I think the hotel does have a lot to worry about for allowing this to take place and not protecting their guests, especially a guest like Erin Andrews has some notoriety, and the trial's coming up in February.
Yeah, do you think, too, you bring up such a good point throughout that, what you just said there, John, and what I would pick out of what you said is, why give out any information about anybody in the hotel? I think you say, I can't give out any information, because people could be fishing around, all kinds of people could fish around for information about hotel guests, don't you think?
It's very dangerous. It's dangerous, and it's a violation. It's negligence is what it is, and that's what the civil standard is. I mean, you have to prove negligence, that it's unreasonable what they did. They didn't reasonably protect her information, her location, and the things that hotel guests expect to be kept private. And I think that's pretty much common sense, but in cases like this, the attorneys for Erin Andrews can hire, there are people who specialize, you know, have an expertise in, let's say, hotel security, hotel reservations, and what the duty and responsibility of the hotel industry is of their guests. And when you get that person to step up there on that stand and say, this should not happen, then, you know, this is negligence. This should not happen. Then, you know, it's very tough for them to counter. And you know what? That's $75 million. No, the case is not worth $75 million. It may be a lot more valuable if she, you know, her career really suffered, and they can economize that and put real numbers to that based on what she was making before and how she's diminished in terms of her pay and stuff. But this is about sending a message, not just, you know, getting her compensation. Well, she will be compensated, and she should be. She deserves to be. But this is about sending a message to the hotel industry, too, saying, and Marriott and every other hotel, saying, you have to protect your guests. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Fascinating stuff. John Eletsarakis, thanks so much for joining us and really fleshing this case out for us. It'll be interesting to watch this unfold in February. Thank you.
Kate, thank you so much for having me. Anytime.
All right, as we continue here on this story, fascinating stuff with which John talked about the hotel and what this means also for other guests, if you think about it. So he's right. She's not going to get $75 million necessarily, but she would be compensated in some way, you would think. So the trial date is set for late February. You know when this happened? Time flies, and this is the legal system. It happened back in December of 2011. They filed the suit back in December of 2011. And he's right about Erin Andrews. You know, she hosts the Dancing with the Stars, and she's pretty visible sports-wise. But this Michael, the stalker, Michael David Barrett, who managed to film her through the peephole, he's being sued. And he posted those clips online. And he spoke to the FBI, speaking to the FBI to open the investigation after the footage went, you know, viral. That popped open this even more. He pled guilty to stalking. He was sentenced to 30 months in prison. Andrews is claiming, and this is what he's talking about too, that the Marriott is ultimately in the wrong because they were the ones who told him where she was staying at the hotel, gave him her room number, and then agreed to place him in the room next door. So that was the problem. Why somebody just gave that information out. And trust me, at the Marriott at least, you have to figure they're not going to be doing that again, because I guarantee you that there's a mandate not to release personal information, which they shouldn't do that. You know, defense lawyers last month were looking for a court order that they were direct Andrews to provide a specific damage amount. And so that's what happened there with the $75 million, and that's why this whole story broke, I think, because she filed the amended complaint, included the $75 million claim. And they think that this trial, I mean, this isn't going to be lickety-split, or maybe in terms of how long it'll take, it is faster than you would think, but they expect it's probably going to be about 10 days. So you would assume, you know, she's going to have to testify, and as John said, what was the emotional distress? All that kind of stuff is going to be talked about, I'm sure. This happened back in, as I mentioned, the suit was filed in 2011. This happened in a Tennessee hotel room back in 2008. So that's how long we're talking about for this to come all the way full circle. So there's other defendants in this, the hotel chain, the Marriott, the stalker. And where this goes will be interesting, because I think it will have an effect on the hotel industry. And I thought about this when I knew we were going to have John on, how often when people are staying somewhere, could somebody call up, especially you're on the air and they know you're in a certain city, or whatever you do, and how often does somebody call a hotel, and I guarantee it happens, and they're trying to find somebody, and they're stalkerish, and then they get that information without the person even thinking about who it is that's calling. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.